Good morning. Good morning. Welcome to Motivate My Life Radio. I'm your host, Teresa Murphy. It is a motivational Monday. Thank you for tuning in this morning. We have a great show. We have comedian and YouTube sensation, Chad Ellis, will be joining us later on in the show. And right now, we will have our inspirational song for the day, Marvin Sapp, He Saw the Best in Me. And then we will follow up with the naysayers and why you need to delete the naysayers out of your life. And right now, we'll go to commercial, and we'll be back shortly. This morning is because last week I had some coaching sessions with some clients in person, and a lot of the coaching sessions last week were, for some reason, surrounded around people saying how people don't support them, from family members to friends, how they would get more support from people that they don't know or people that they actually meet in a networking group. And so it has become a concern of those who are going into entrepreneurship. It has also become a concern for those who are trying to grow and prosper. I mean, we use our past for lessons in life. You know, I tell people all the time, my past won't pretty in my Jay-Z voice. And I'm not ashamed of my past because my past has actually helped me reach a plateau of success today at this very moment. And I'm continuously growing because I'm continuously a student and I am teachable. So when you hear people say, oh, girl, I remember when, you know who they are, those I remember when folks. They always remember when something negative in your life happened, when you had your kids out of wedlock, with the baby daddy that didn't take care of them and you had to drag them through the child support system. They remember when you didn't have a relationship with your parents, your mom. They remember when you were on drugs. They remember you used to drink and fight people at the club. they remember you were a liar. They remember you were deceitful, malicious. You were a thief. I mean, they remember all these negative things. They remember that you slept around with different people with multiple sex partners. Let's have some real talk this Monday. They remember all these things about you, and you're continuously growing. You're continuously moving forward. You're prospering into the new you. You have now used your past to grow. So it's almost like you're no longer that seed that was in the ground. You're not at that lowest level any longer at your life. You're no longer at rock bottom. So don't allow people to continuously remind you, remember when. You know, when people start talking about, and they do it to me all the time, you know, I still have, you know, far from where I have come from, but definitely nowhere yet, you know, where I'm going. So I still have people that I hear it all the time. You know, honestly, it goes in one ear, it comes out the other. Those folks that say, yeah, I remember, you know, Teresa used to do blah, 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 and I remember Teresa used to do, you know, if you at this point are going to be a part of my life right now, I don't care what you remember. You may can take some of those negative thoughts and memories that you have of me and turn them into something fabulous, turn them into something positive, because you know who they are. Those are the ones that know they're not going to comment on anything positive that you're doing in life on social media. No, they're not going to applaud you. No, they're not going to tell you good job, whether they would do it or not. Because just because you won't do something doesn't necessarily mean you can't applaud the next person. And I must say, and I'm about to hit home on this one, women are the worst. We are our own worst enemies. And women, we have to do better, because we are the worst with competing. We are the worst worrying about what the next woman has going on. We are the worst worrying about if she can do it better than me. She copied me. We are the worst. It's time to start applauding one another. It's time to start helping that woman out that may need your support, that woman that's having an event. So opposed to you saying, oh, she's just joined the event because so-and-so is doing it. How about you reach out to that individual and say, hey, what can I do to help? Hey, would you like to partner? Would you like, I mean, provide some support? Hey, what time is your event? I would definitely like to show up. So those are some different ways that you can show support to other women. Who cares if there are 500 business coaches, if there are 200,000 brand strategists? Who cares? There is only one you. So with everything that I have going on in my life, nobody can do it Teresa's way, because there's only one me. So you can't do it my way because you're not me. So I don't care if you are a life coach, if you are an author, if you are a motivational speaker, empowerment coach, transformation coach, all of any of those things, you can't do it Teresa's way. So ladies, let's do a lot better in supporting one another and showing up and being there for one another, and stop talking negative. You know, I had to make it a practice of my own because I'm guilty. Hey, I'm raising my hand right now. I was so guilty of getting caught up in negative conversation with people. So as soon as somebody would call, and normally, why is it on a Monday morning? It's always on a Monday morning when somebody calls and has all this negative stuff to say about other folks. But then you look at their lives, and they don't even have the courage that individual has. Yeah, I'm preaching this morning. They don't even have the courage that individual has to even jump out there and do what that lady is doing. So the next time you think about calling somebody to talk negative about someone or to say what somebody's doing and how they're doing and in a negative manner, be sure to look at your own life. Stop and look in the mirror and say to yourself, that's a courageous woman. Because I don't know if I have it in me to be able to do that. How about you try to find something positive in what she's doing opposed to you finding something negative in what she's doing? Because I have learned that at the more I grow and the different platforms and of success that I encounter, my circle continuously changes. And I need that so I can keep growing because I don't do naysayers. You cannot tell me what I can't do. There is no such thing of I can't do anything. And if that is your motto, hey, each is to their own. But I don't do naysayers because I love being in the company of powerful, empowering, inspiring, motivational women. It's a high of mine. That is something that I enjoy. So I don't have time for the naysayers and the remember when. And I actually did a post on it on social media today because I really want people to look at that and say, I just did that last week. Because you probably did do it last week, and you probably did it and don't even realize that you actually did it. Because that's a lot of times what happens. You're so in a negative place and space. A lot of times you will be talking so negative about an individual, and you don't even realize it. And then that individual that you're talking to gets caught up in your conversation, and then they're talking negative about the person. So, ladies, let's do a lot better. We're ending the first quarter of 2016. There's still a lot of opportunity out there. There are a lot of events going on. And, you know, women are doing the damn thing. I must say, women are doing the damn thing. So hop on the bandwagon and join a powerful woman. Get mentored by a powerful woman. If it's something that you want to do and you're trying to overcome fear and you don't think you have the courage to do what that woman is doing, you might want to reach out to her and see how she got started. You may want to go to an event and see how you can get your dreams and your goals and your visions in place so you can get started. So stay focused on the prize, not the individual. And when I say the prize, stay focused on the prize of what is it exactly you want to do and how that individual can inspire you. So the next time someone gives you a call and they want to talk negative and their entire conversation, because guess what you've done? You've now started your day off with negative conversation, and 9 times out of 10, you'll probably be negative throughout the remainder of that day. Have you ever hung up with somebody? Have you ever talked to someone on the phone, and then you hang up with them, and then you might call that next friend and say, yes, so-and-so just called me, and she was like, and she said, hey, if somebody started a conversation off with she said or, you know, what they're tired of and what they don't like, hey, tell them you'll give them a call back. And if you don't ever call them back, that's probably the best decision that you would make. For example, if somebody calls you to start talking about, did you see what so-and-so is doing because she's copying such and such? Well, she can copy third-party boards. She can copy. You can copy. At the end of the day, no one can do what you do, how you do it, because you are divine. It's divinely ordered for your steps, and that's your gift. So please be mindful. That is your gift. So regardless if you and someone share the same passion, you and someone may have the same gift, but it's not going to be done the same exact way because you're two different individuals. So cut the naysayers because we don't do naysayers. We don't do negative people. We don't do people that say what you can't do. Leave them in the past. And truthfully, hit Control-Alt-Delete. And let those folks go. Stop trying to hold on to toxic relationships that means you no harm because we have a bad habit of that, right? So when it comes to relationships, pick them wisely. You don't have to continuously befriend someone because of longevity. Sometimes people outgrow one another. It's called, hey, irreconcilable differences, okay? And that's what I call it. What happened to the friendship? Oh, I don't know because I don't give it a lot of thought. The friendship came to an end. Everything has a season. And we're going to try to make everybody a lifetimer. I don't care if you knew somebody since the third grade. It doesn't change the fact that you guys can outgrow one another. So it's not just marital relationships and domestic relationships. It's overall all relationships where you can actually outgrow each other. And it's okay to say, hey, that was that time in my life, and now I'm moving forward to the next time in my life. So, again, guys, be very mindful of the naysayers. You want to cut them out of your circle. They don't mean you any harm, any good whatsoever, and stop trying to take people with you on your journey because you may have to pick up, and I can tell you firsthand, you will pick up new people along the way, and there is nothing wrong with changing your circle as you continue to grow and endeavor to your level, your plateau of success. Joining us shortly, we will have Chaz Ellis, the comedian, YouTube sensation, relationship expert. So some of you guys out there that are on the call today, you might want to hear some of this stuff. Chaz, how are you this morning?
I'm great. Losing my voice a little bit, but other than that, I'm good.
No. Well, thank you for joining Motivate My Life Radio this morning. We are so ecstatic to have you on the show. And I'm going to hop right in because, you know, when I saw a comedian, I got excited because, you know, I feel like some people need a good laugh in their lives. So
definitely.
I think some people are just too serious. So, Chaz, if you can tell us a little bit, firstly, where are you located right now? Like, where do you live?
Georgia, in Atlanta.
So you're in Atlanta, Georgia?
Yes.
Yeah, Chaz, I've been trying to move to Atlanta, Chaz, for the last 3 years, but I don't think it's going to happen.
Why looks like I am
stuck here. I don't know, Chaz. Atlanta not looking too promising with my husband. So looks like I'll be stuck here in Charlotte. But I enjoy Atlanta. I come there a lot on business. So
okay.
I think that you live in, you live in a great city. Chaz, tell us a little bit about what is it that you do. We know that you are a comedian, and we know that you are a YouTube sensation. Can you explain to us a little bit about who is Chaz and what is it that you do?
Well, I come from a pretty eclectic background. I've done all kind of different jobs and stuff like that throughout my life. Telling jokes, acting, and I just accumulated a lot of experiences from that. And I shared them with some of my friends at first. Then I started sharing them on YouTube, and people just kind of became interested in them. You know, and I just kind of, I talk about my own relationships, talk about my life, different things. Other people are going on, they ask me questions. And that's kind of what I do as far as YouTube is concerned, is I really just answer questions for people and talk about different situations. As far as me, you know, I got an eclectic background, so.
Okay. Now, as far as YouTube is concerned, a lot of the things are surrounded by what you do on YouTube. Is it relationship conversation or is it just, what are some of the things out there on YouTube that someone, if they wanted to look you up, that you're doing? What's your specialty?
Mostly relationship and just life motivation. You know, just helping people try to be better at living, you know, because this thing is a full-time job, you know, this living thing, it's not super easy, you know. You know, try to
tell me about it.
tell
me about it, Chaz. I was actually just doing a segment before you joined us. I was actually doing a segment on, you know, naysayers and talking to people about changing up their relationships. And because we have a bad habit of holding on to toxic relationships. I don't care whether they're domestic or whether they're friendships. We have a bad habit of holding on to toxic relationships, and I was just talking about that on the show. Now, on the relationship side, do you talk about all relationships, or do you talk more about domestic relationships, or are you just talking relationships in general?
Relationships in general. A lot of it's domestic relationships because people ask about those, but relationships with family, friends, everything. Because really life is all about relationships, even business relationships. You know, it's all about connecting with other people. You can't really do anything without connecting with somebody else on some level.
I totally agree with that. Well, I do have an email question, and callers can call in as well and ask their question live. But I do have an email question that someone asked about a relationship. So I'll go ahead and read that to you. The individual wants to know if you have if you're in a relationship with a guy you've been dating for 8 months and you have still not met his parents yet. And every time you mention meeting his parents, he comes up with an excuse. What do you think is the reason for that?
Well, normally if that's the situation, I mean, if his parents live close enough that you guys could pretty easily meet, and he's coming up with excuses after 8 months, it means that he's not 100% sure about you, or he's not 100% sure about his family. There's often a lot of variables, and you can know by how everything else goes around that. For instance, if you haven't met his family, but you've met all his friends, you're introduced as a girlfriend, you're a part of his life, y'all are doing things together, you know, you're really in his world, then he could be ashamed of his parents. We don't know them. But if you don't see yourself like, really getting out, you know, if you don't see yourself really getting out there in any other aspects of his life, you don't see you guys connecting in any other way, then it's probably a situation where he's just not 100% sure about the relationship and not 100% sure about you.
So basically you shouldn't just assume that
no.
it's one or the other because you really don't know.
You don't know yet. You got to do a little bit of research. You got to look at the totality of the circumstances. How is your relationship going? Because a lot of people will take one thing and they say, well, when I meet somebody, I introduce them to my parents right away. But everybody's different, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So you got to look at the entire relationship and how they function. Do they talk to their parents on a regular basis? Some people talk to their parents once every 8 months. So you can't really expect them to introduce you to their parents quickly. You know, what's their situation like before you just get out there? Because what happens a lot of times is people just automatically tell you, oh, he ain't introduced you to his parents. He don't like you, girl. And then that gets you to self-sabotage. Yeah.
Now,
you start doing preemptive strikes.
Which, as I have to tell you now, that is one of the first things that people would say, because I've heard it myself where people will say, well,
mm-hmm.
it's either, you know, this or that, and it's always something negative. But what do you think
right.
on an average? Because I don't think it's a timeline, so this question may not have an actual answer for it, but if you're dating someone, Chaz, and you've been dating them for 6 months, and they have a really great relationship with their parents. This is a guy that's really, and I'm talking
mm-hmm.
about a guy right now because this is a young lady that emailed in, and he has a really
mm-hmm.
great relationship with his mom, and he's really close to his mom. He talks to his mom on a regular basis, and they have a really great relationship. And 6 months
mm-hmm.
have gone by, and you still haven't met the woman of his life, which is his mother. You're basically saying
mm-hmm.
it could be a possibility that he's not sure of you.
It could definitely be that he's not sure about you. Maybe you're just not there in the relationship yet. That doesn't mean you never will be.
Mm-hmm.
As I said, a lot of people have this thing where whenever they spot something, oh, well, this person may not be 100% invested yet. I just give up. Let me just, and you know, you just throw relationship after relationship out the window for that reason. It doesn't give you a chance to ever
mm-hmm.
improve on anything or ever work on anything. You know, somebody may not necessarily
mm-hmm.
be sure about you right away, but there are things you could do to make that person sure. There are things you could do to strengthen your bond and make that relationship better rather than just going and starting over with a new one.
And then you have some people, Chaz, as soon as they meet somebody, everybody gets to meet mom. So, you know, I totally agree
right.
with you on that. I think it varies based on individuals because you do have some guys, because women are a little bit different. So you do have some guys and everybody – they get to meet mom. So there's no special person that
mm-hmm.
they wait and hold to meet mom. Okay, so we have another email question. Can you ask Chaz, what does it mean when you've been dating someone for a year and he still is not claiming you as his girlfriend? In other words, he's not claiming that you guys are in a monogamous relationship. He still introduces you as being a friend after dating a year, but in private, he tells you that you're the only one he wants to be with. So what would you say about that, Chaz?
Well, the reality is that you're not the only one he wants to be with. Because, I mean, that's
okay.
If you were the only person that he wanted to be with, then he would try to create an agreement with you that makes you guys both exclusive. Because think about this. If you're the only person that he wants to be with, then that means he doesn't want you to be with anybody else, right? So
mm-hmm.
him saying we're not in a relationship publicly means that he's not telling anybody else that you're off limits. It also means that he's not telling anybody else that you're with him. So, and the only reason he would be doing that is if he wanted to be able to keep his options open for somebody in the future. That's the only reason why.
Mm.
He did it. You know,
okay.
It doesn't take a year.
So basically, caller, if you're listening to your answered email question, you're basically saying he's exclusive with you, Chaz, when he's with you. Is that what you're saying? But basically, he's not really exclusive with you to the world, in other words.
Well, what I'm saying is the reason why he's not putting a label on your relationship, this is the game on that. He wants to keep you there. So when you talk to him in private, he's like, oh, girl, we together, because that keeps you there. But he's not telling the world that. He's not telling anyone else that, so that if he does find somebody else that he likes, which he probably talking to some other people, probably sleeping with some other people right now, as we see.
Okay.
That's just a reality. But that lets him be free to the world. And I promise you, if you ever catch him with somebody else, he's going to come back and say, we weren't together, we just friends. That's a loophole. That's out.
Well, Chad, I want to ask you something. And, you know, of course, men and women think differently. Of course, you know that. They say that, we're from Mars and you guys are from Jupiter or vice versa. And we all don't think the same because women are a lot more emotional. But why is it that, I'm just curious to know this, and basically, why is it that men lead women on to think that they're in a relationship? Because have you ever noticed, have you ever been in a situation with someone where they are actually claiming you guys are in a monogamous relationship, but then when the guy is talking to his friends or his family, he's not in a relationship. I just try to figure out, how do you not be equally yoked? How does one person think that there's a monogamous exclusive relationship while the other person is saying, we're just friends? So you don't see sometimes where that might could be an issue or someone not being truthful with the other individual?
Well, the reality is people lie to get what they want. And that's across the board, men or women. See, a lot of times men and women think that they are so different, and the reality is that we're actually not. It's just that the difference is that we need to tell different lies because we want different things. It's like, for instance, if a guy and a girl meet each other, right, the guy might be lying about what he has, his relationship status, something like that. The girl's going to lie about things she's done in the past, when the last time she talked to an ex, things of that nature. These are going to be the most likely things for her to lie about, because we lie about what we care about. We try to present ourselves in such a way that allows us to get what we want. So it's just wanting different things. It's the same thing as leading somebody along and making them think, I want to be in a relationship so that you can sleep with them. It's no different than making somebody thinking that you might date them when you really wouldn't, because you want attention or you want them to take you out. You want them to do favors for you. That whole friend zone type of thing. These are the same things. Once we realize that we're not innocent, it's a lot easier to deal with other people.
So basically, and I just want you to know too, I'm not saying that it's all men all the time, because of course women lie and they fib and they do things too. You're exactly right, to get what they want. Women lie to get money from men. So you're exactly right that women do things as well to get what they want. So that's not like a one-way street. That's a two-way street. So, but my question to you is, and it's unfortunate because there are signs, right? Because sometimes we ignore signs. And guys, you guys are a little bit more, we see what we want to see. Actually, when we start liking someone, for some reason we put on these blinders. And we see what we want to see. That's basically what we do. We put on blinders and we see what we want to see. But are there some telltale signs, Chaz, where you can see that someone doesn't want to be exclusive or monogamous with you, or that somebody is lying to you, or that someone has a whole nother relationship going on and you're kind of the side chick? I mean, that's just real talk. What are some of the signs? And, I mean, it's not a snitch on men, but what are some of the signs? Because sometimes women, you know, you're your own worst enemy when you go put your blindfold on. So what are some of the signs to know that? Go ahead.
The first thing you need to think about is this. Clear your mind. Take everything that this person is doing right now, right? Everything that you got going on in your relationship, and then ask yourself this. If this person wasn't so cute, if they weren't so funny, if they weren't so established, if everybody else didn't like them, if I wasn't happy to be around them and be seen with them, if they didn't have all these other different things going with them, aside from what they're doing for me, would I believe any of this crap? And that's the biggest thing. That's the litmus test. Because the reality is, we fool ourselves because this is what we want. This is who we envision ourselves with. it's not necessarily a relationship we want, but it's the person that we want it from. So if it was somebody that we were less attracted to, that we liked a little bit less, if they tried the same stuff, this is why we never get played by people we don't like. Because we believe what we want to believe. So that's the first thing. That's the first test. And then you just look at some of the things the person is doing. Has it taken, you know, has it taken a long time for them to become exclusive? You guys been talking, like you said, somebody been talking for a year, and they're still like, oh, well, I don't know if I want to be in a relationship. Be real with yourself. Does it take a year for you to decide you want to be with somebody? No. So timelines. Are they? Do you know anybody in their family? Do you know anybody in their friend circle? Are you a part of that? Are you a part of their future plans? You know, are you connecting to them in terms of how you live your lives? Because, you know, if you're living two totally separate lives, that means that that person is probably not interested in moving forward with you. There's a lot of signs. But the biggest thing is to get out of your own way for a second and say, if this person wasn't so cute, if they weren't so smart, if they weren't so funny, would I believe any of this stuff? And most of the time, if you take away all of those things that you like about the person and just deal with solid facts, you know that the person is full of crap, and you know they'll never change.
It's so funny that you say that, because everything basically you just said is definitely true. And we don't like to peel off layers. So before we peel off all those layers that you just mentioned and really see if this person is really that into us, we will keep on, that's why I say keep on blinders. And then somewhere
right.
down the line, because you kept your blinders on and you didn't take your blinders off, somewhere down the line, somebody gets hurt eventually.
Right.
And whether someone's feelings get hurt because somebody misunderstood what the relationship was. But my question to you is, Chaz, do you think people going into a situation, because sometimes when you go into a relationship and you meet someone, you don't know where it's going to go. Now, I do agree with you.
Right.
Six or seven months, you kind of know whether or not this is somebody you want to, you know, date on a long-term situation, or is this somebody you just want to have fun with, quote-unquote. But
right.
going into a relationship, do you think people should be upfront about their expectations? Like, do you think you should not walk in the door and say, hey, I want to be married, because, I mean, you might scare somebody off, but walk in the door with, if you're not interested in a monogamous relationship, an exclusive relationship, should people say that upfront, or do you not say that because you're still trying to see, get what you want to get from that person?
Well, it's easy to say that that's the best way to do it. Oh, come in and say you're not interested in a monogamous relationship and all of that. But the reality is a lot of people may not be interested in something until they actually find it. You know, so a lot of times you would hurt that person and you, because somebody may come into a relationship with you and may not even have been looking for a relationship at the time. They start getting to like you, and that changes everything. You know, everything is on a case by case basis. So you can't really say.
Okay.
A lot of. Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, now that I do agree with. Sometimes you do walk into something and don't know what you want, and it turns into something that you did not plan. So I totally agree with you on that. But if you know what your expectations are, if you know you're just dating right now and you're going to see multiple people or you're going to have multiple friends, I guess my question is, do you say that up front to someone? Do you say, hey, I'm not really looking for anything, although that can turn into something, but I'm not really looking for anything right now. I'm just dating. Because often women get told that, men get told that, and we will still keep dating the person because for some reason we think we're going to change their mind.
Right, of course. That's why it doesn't really matter. Honestly, most people are looking for a reason to be mad and a reason to take away the responsibility that they had to do their due diligence. What I mean by that is, like, we'll say, man, why didn't you just say you wasn't really trying to be with nobody right now? Why didn't you just say you was getting out of a relationship and this wasn't going to work out, you were never going to really want to be with me? We say stuff like that, but just as you just said, if someone told us that, it's not like we would have believed them. If we like them, we would have just kept going anyway. Oh, well, I could change their mind. Oh, well, I'm just, you know what, I'm just doing the same thing. I'm just having fun, too. You know, we would have fooled ourselves because we liked it. So, I mean, the reality is, whether somebody tells us that up front or not, it doesn't matter. If we like the person, we're going to proceed 99% of the time.
Well, this next question is pretty interesting. I have been intimate with this guy for 10 months, and I have told him that I loved him, but he never says it back. He says he loves me when we're having conversation. You know I love you. That's in quotations. But he never comes out when I say I love you. He does not say I love you too.
Right.
Now, what is your take on that? Is it because maybe he doesn't love her? Because, you know, people don't love at the same time. Now, I have to step in on that. People don't love at the same time. You know, that's what I think. So just because you love somebody doesn't mean they love you back. I can commend him if he doesn't love her not to say it, because that's a serious, to me, then that's when you get really serious, when you use the word I love you. So what's your take on that, Dad, as far as him not saying it back to her? He says it in conversation, but he doesn't say it directly to her when she says I love you. He does not say I love you too.
Well, I think it's pretty obvious that he doesn't love her because he's not saying it back. But I don't even think you should say it in conversation. And, you know, when you're like, I didn't know I love you and all of, because people take what they want to take from a message. And when you use a hot-button word like love in a conversation, that's all the person really hears. And that keeps them holding on. So I think, you know, of course, she probably knows that this person doesn't love her because that's what she asked the question. But I think it's up to him also, you know, to say, to just not even use words like that. When you don't love somebody, just be real. And just, you don't got to say, hey, I don't love you. I don't, you know, you don't got to do all that, but just don't say things like that.
Yeah, I think
that
you're playing with fire. Yeah, and you're playing with fire, and you're playing with somebody's emotions. When you start telling someone you love them and you really, truly don't love them, you are playing with somebody's emotion as well at that point, and that's just not healthy. So guys out there and girls, and this is for women and men, just don't throw the word around so casually. If you don't love the person, don't say it. If the person says it to you, don't feel obligated to say it. I think that's what happens. A lot of the pressure comes from someone saying it, and then what do you say in that incident? Someone tells you, I love you. I mean, I guess the natural reaction is to say, I love you too.
Right.
But,
well, I think also,
you know,
I think we have to put the onus on ourselves also. Just if we're the person that's saying I love you to somebody, or if we're attaching ourselves to a word, a lot of times we like to have outrage. We like to feel hurt. We like to feel victimized. So if somebody says they love us and then they turn out not to, we're like, oh, you fooled me. You made me think. But the reality is there's got to be an action behind it anyway. Just because somebody told you something doesn't give you the right to go off and just believe it and then become angry because you fooled yourself. You know, and I think that we got to, as people, we have to stop fooling ourselves and then saying somebody else did it. Because the reality is that somebody that we didn't like, that wasn't so cute, that wasn't so smart, that wasn't so funny, told us that they loved us but didn't back it up with action, we wouldn't believe it.
We believe. And this is true. Now, do you think a lot of times intimacy plays a huge part? And people thinking they love people, because sometimes we get emotionally attached to the intimacy piece, and it's not necessarily love. And I think people mix it up sometimes. They mix intimacy up sometimes with love, and you and I both know that that's not necessarily the case. So do you think that's a lot of the issues when people are sleeping together? Do you think a lot of the times they're mixing up the intimacy with the word love? Because love is a strong word.
Right.
And we know that we didn't make the rules. It is what it is. We know a lot of times, you know, men can have multiple intimacy partners and not be attached to any of them. And they don't have to be attached to any of them. Because to them, you know, it's real talk. Sex is just what it is. Sex is just sex. Where women can, when they have intimacy with a man, they get emotionally attached. And that becomes the difference in why they start assuming that that is their man, or, you know, they're going to be in this exclusive relationship. But sometimes you have to you have to own that you basically caused some of the issues that arise in that relationship with that individual.
Right.
Now, you guys will tell a few fibs sometimes now, Chaz. So, you know, a lot of times everybody's not up front, and that's where a lot of people get hurt. Same thing with this situation here where she's telling the guy that she loves him, but he doesn't say it back. But yet in conversation, he said, well, you know I love you.
Right. So, well, and she has to also be real with herself about what love means to her. And, you know, because a lot of times we say, oh, I love you. And, you know, people really believe this. This is for females and males. But I talk to a lot of females, you know, on a daily basis. I talk to females doing consultations and getting emails from them and stuff like that. And the thing is, with a lot of them, they'll say, oh, I love this guy. And I say, well, what do you mean by that? Because a lot of women will feel like I got this butterfly feeling in my stomach and really want to see this person and I don't want him out of my life. And this means I love them. But love is more about what would you be willing to do for that person? How much would you care about them even if you weren't together? Would you care about their future? Would you care about their life? So a lot of times when you say you love somebody, you might be lying. That's the thing. Like a lot of times, you know, people say, just because you have a feeling, just because you're like, I like this person, I really don't want this person out of my life, I'm very excited about who they are and what they are. But it's like, what would you want to be for them? What would you want to do for them? How much do you want to see their life go well? And if that's not the case, if you don't care about that person just as much as you would your mother, your child, somebody else that you really genuinely love, then you don't really love that person. You just love that idea. You love what could be. You love what they represent. So sometimes, you know, a lot of women say, oh, what do you do to just lie to you and tell they love you? But you might be lying also and just not know it.
Okay, so, and again, that goes for both ends because that goes for men and women.
For both, definitely.
Yeah. Everybody walks in the door sometimes with an agenda. Everybody walks in the door sometimes and lie. Women might think that men are established and they look at what they can get out of the situation, so they might throw the word around as well. I just kind of use that for an example because a lot of times we're a lot more emotional than you guys are. Now, I want to go to this next question because I think this is a really good question. Can you ask Chaz, what does it mean when you can't talk to someone on the phone from 10:30 at night till 6:30 a.m. the next morning? Every night around 10:30, my significant other tells me that he's going to sleep for the night, and I'm not able to reach him if I want to after that time frame, and we don't talk anymore throughout the night until the next morning at 6:30 a.m. Do you think he lives with someone else? Because I have never been to his house. He always comes to mine. Wow.
Yeah, it's pretty likely that he does live with somebody else. Just the phone thing doesn't have to be that because, you know, it's highly likely that that would be the situation. But some people actually do go to bed at a specific time and that's it. But you got two things that go together. This person never let you over their house either. So you put both of those things together. Now you got a case. You know, it looks like this dude probably is living with somebody else. And you can't call. And I think deep down she knows that this dude is living with somebody else. Because I bet you if she wrote a whole long email about everything that's going on in their life, there's probably a million red flags there, you know, about this person. So, yeah, I would say that he probably is living with somebody. It's pretty certain because you've never been over this person's house before.
And then you have to ask sometimes, Chaz, and this is no, you know, disrespect to the individual that's asking the question because, of course, no question to me is a dumb question. But if you have to ask, times, 9 times out of 10, the thought pops up in your head and you have to ask, a lot of times that probably might be the case. But sometimes people want other people's intake. You know how you call your girlfriend and be like, well, let me tell you what happened. Let me tell you, and then you got to get your girlfriend's opinion on something.
Yeah.
But
well, a lot of times, we got to figure. Go ahead.
No, I was going to say, but you kind of got to, you already know before you ask. That's what I was going to say.
Right. And a lot of times, the biggest question you want to ask yourself is, how have I been dating this person for this long, and I ain't never been on their house? Like, what made me want to put up with that? What made me want to deal with it? See, sometimes, like, I like when people ask a question like that because it actually often gets to a deeper question about the situation and about their own situation that allowed them to get into this mess with this person. Because we can always sit here and say, you know, a lot of people will look at somebody else's question that they might ask, and they're like, oh, come on, that's so stupid. But let's be real with ourselves. Mm-hmm. We all been on the other end of a situation where everybody around us be like, that's stupid. Come on, man, really? Really, you didn't know that? Because when you put emotion into a situation and you put need and want into a situation, that often overrides logic.
Wow. So basically, you kind of already know the answer for your ask. You just kind of want somebody. I always tell people, what do you want somebody to validate your thoughts? Because sometimes are telltale signs. I can tell you right now,
right,
if I've dated someone for 8 or 9 months, 6, 7 months, I don't care if I dated him for 3 months. If I have yet to go see where he lives and lays his head at, I'm going to question. Now, that's just Teresa. This is not planting a negative seed in someone else's head, but that's just Teresa. That's going to raise a flag for me, because why is it that you're always at my house, but I don't even have your address.
Right.
So that doesn't make any sense. And probably we dig a little deeper into that, you probably definitely will find out that he lives with someone. But women tend to, again, this is a prime example how we like to put blinders on, pretty much. And because if 6 months have gone by, and you know, this is for the emailed question, if 6 months have gone by, and this is Chaz and I both are kind of on the same page, and you haven't been to his house, it is kind of, you got to step back and ask yourself, why is it that the time has went by this far and I've been okay with it? So you got to start, you know, go back and look in the mirror a little bit sometimes too, and stop pointing the fingers at the other individual. So I think that was a great answer. And I always like to hear a male's perspective because, you know, of course, we all don't have the same answer. We can ask the same question, and men and women will definitely have a different answer to something. So I love relationship talk, because I think that men and women can learn something when you have relationship talk, or as a male's perspective and a woman's perspective. Now, Chaz, if someone wanted to reach out to you directly, like, how would one do that? Because, I mean, truthfully, we have, looks like we got 53 email questions that, of course, we're not going to be able to answer on the air today. If someone wanted to reach out to you directly, we won't be able to answer all those today. If someone wanted to reach out to you directly, how would they reach you to maybe be able to get some insight on some of these questions?
If you want to do like a quick question or you want to get a consultation, you can go to thechazellisproject.com, and it'll just take you through all the steps to go get one. Also, you can hit me up on Ask Chaz Ellis on Facebook and YouTube. I'm on those sites also. But the best way to get one and be likely, because, like, you just got those 53, I get a whole lot of emails all the time. So the best way to get your questions answered is to go to thechazellisproject.com, get a quick question or a consultation.
Okay, and so listeners out there, that's how you can reach Chaz if you want. I do apologize that we were not able to get to all the questions. Chaz and I would need probably a four-hour show to be able to answer all of the questions. And Chaz, I definitely would like to have you back on the show. I think it puts a little spice in the show. And sometimes people want to hear about a man's perspective. I think that's huge for a lot of women. So I'm sure this morning you have actually inspired someone, or you answered somebody's question that didn't even have a question this morning on the show. So I do appreciate that. So guys, if you have a question, a lot of the questions we didn't get to, the 50-something questions, please reach out to Chaz. And that's, you said, Ask Chaz.
Just go to ChazEllisProject.com, and that'll take you to anything you need to go to. Okay?
Okay, so guys, you got that? Go to the ChadEllisProject.com. Chad, I just want to thank you again this morning for your insight and your input and actually joining us on the show for Motivate My Life Radio. I do hope to have you on the show again in the future to do another segment on the man versus woman. Because that's what I call it, and answering a lot of the relationship questions. We're going to wrap up right now. Again, thank you guys for tuning in for Motivate My Life Radio. And, Chad, you have a great week on purpose.
You too. Yeah, you too. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Thank you again for tuning in to Monday's episode of Motivate My Life Radio. You are truly appreciated to all my listeners out there. And also, again, to reach Chaz Ellis, go to the ChazEllisProject.com. Hey, get out there and get your questions answered, ladies. Thank you again this morning, Chaz, for joining us. And you guys have a great week. And remember, control, alt, delete on those naysayers and to change your life. You have to change your priorities, and there's nothing more powerful than a changed mind.